there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yes?
You know what's ridiculous?
You know what's ridiculous? I will tell you what's ridiculous. That whole food fad of like putting gold leaf on food.
Oh, yeah. That's more than ridiculous. It's absurd.
Yeah. That's all I have to say on it. It's ridiculous. Stop it.
You know what I learned the other day is if you got in your car, mm-hmm, and you pointed your car straight up at the sky, mm-hmm, and drove, mm-hmm, right?
Let's do every morning.
Let's just imagine that you have a special car that can drive like a rocket, right?
So you'd be surprised at what the Ford Escape can get up to.
So let's say your Ford Escape wants to really escape. Mm-hmm. You drive straight up. It would take you 1 hour to get to space, which means it takes less time to get to space than it would to drive across L.A.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah. So
Jeff Bezos, he did it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just puts his stuff into perspective. It's an hour-long car drive.
Good
bro,
job.
Come on. Way to go.
Hour-long car drive in a Ford Escape. Good job, Jeff.
Well, yeah, I guess good job.
Jeff.
Oh, and you took Captain Kirk with you?
Congrats.
Nice. Okay, so you know what's also ridiculous besides all that?
Tell me.
Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippo.
What?
Now, if you're wondering, cocaine hippos are not actually made of cocaine.
Oh, darn it.
But they were paid with it, or paid for with it, rather.
They were paid in cocaine.
They were paid in cocaine. They're cocaine warriors. No. If you go online, right, and just type in the words Pablo Escobar, mm-hmm, and hippos, mm-hmm, you'll see a bunch of headlines. And there'll be things like, Pablo Escobar, why scientists want to kill Colombia's hippos. And you're like, what? What did Pablo Escobar do?
This is the worst Mad Libs.
Right, exactly. Dude, bro's been dead for almost 30 years and people are still blaming the state of Colombia on him. I mean, in this case, there is a direct connection.
Is he dead?
Well, yeah, no, he's pretty much.
Or is he with Tupac?
Well, he could be on the island with Tupac.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
That's a
private island that he owns.
That is a fun island.
There's a lot of fast boats.
A problematic island, but super fun.
Okay, so you ready for a very, very bizarre story about a group of hippos who've recently been legally determined to be people under U.S. law?
Born ready, I guess.
Right? This is all the same story. Okay, our story starts in sub-Saharan Africa. Just a bunch of hippos have been minding their own, chilling in a lake in Africa, when they are abducted and they're brought to New Orleans. You're like, wait, what? Well, soon after they're in New Orleans, they don't stay there long. They become part of an exotic animal zoo constructed to amuse one of the world's richest men, the infamous cocaine cartel leader. You know him. I love him. The one and only Pablo Escobar.
You know him. I love him. Good Lord.
Not really, but it's more fun to say it that way. Now, the animals that Pablo Escobar, you know, the ones that we are now collectively going to be calling cocaine hippos. They have become this unofficial symbol of Colombia's sense of itself, its modern post-Escobar sense of itself. And it's also kind of reminiscent of their strange and violent history. It's a way of recognizing who they are and who they are becoming, right? The cocaine hippos, they kind of represent that transition.
Okay.
I swear, it sounds wild, right? But you have to understand that Colombia is also the place that gave us magical realism of Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Mm. So having cocaine hippos be a symbol of the country is really not that far-fetched for Colombia.
Okay, yeah, I can totally see that. Now, it is. It's an element of magical realism.
Now, however, though, at the moment, the government of Colombia, they want to kill these hippos.
That's not cool.
Well, they also may want to castrate them. They haven't made up their mind. So they have options.
Kill or castrate?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like... F, Mary, kill.
F, Mary, castrate.
Yeah. I like that game.
So there is a bunch of stuff that is going to be swirling around this. So there's basically Pablo Escobar, there's a Colombian government, and there's going to be the U.S. government. But there's going to be essentially a fight over, are these hippos people? So why would people care if these cocaine hippos are people? Well, that's because the U.S. and the Colombian government basically orphaned these hippos in their joint anti-narcotics operation to take down Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
You see, the cops killed Pablo Escobar, and that left these hippos stranded in Colombia, where they have remained and really proliferated. Just, I'm talking like
they
happy,
are,
happy hippos.
They are hungry, hungry.
They're horny, horny hippos. So, you ready to hear the full story of Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos?
Oh, you bet.
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and a guaranteed 100% ridiculous. Okay, it's 1989.
Mm.
Forbes comes out with his list of the richest people in the world, and on that list is this ultra-wealthy Colombian named Pablo Escobar. His fortune is estimated at $30 billion at the time, which in today's money would be about $66 billion, which makes him richer than the Queen at the time. Queen of England, that is.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That's a lot of money. But you know.
Well, cocaine is a hell of a business.
It sure is.
Not just a hell of a drug.
there's a lot of money in it, I hear.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. Like, if you're looking to make money, cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would tell people. Like, look, young people.
Just major in cocaine.
Yeah, just... It's a growth industry.
It's a total growth industry.
Okay, so Pablo Escobar, he takes all of his cocaine profits and he buys just a ton of stuff. I'm talking, he had multiple ranches because, you know, South American men have like a thing for ranches and like the bulls and like that inherited Spanish legacy of what are you going to do when you're wealthy is to get an estancia, a rancho, a hacienda, right? So he wants to get his, he gets multiple ones. He also buys a private island called La Isla Grande. And on La Isla Grande, he puts in La Casa Grande, which, you know, just means the big house, which is ironic.
Yeah, right?
So in this, the big house, he has 300 guest rooms.
So it's basically a hotel.
No, you got to see this thing. Yeah, it's basically a hotel. I guess you could describe it that way, but it's like, I don't know, like a medieval monastery in terms of when you look at it, where it's like really long, like from the, when you look at the building, it's like white stone. It's these like, you know, oval windows. It's just like a really striking.
So it's like a boutique hotel.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. It's a boutique hotel. Something you'd find on like Montserrat or something.
All right.
I don't know. I've never been there. But in each of these 300 guest rooms, he's got like all gold shower heads.
Oh, for
300 all gold shower heads. Gold, most of the time, they're not being used.
Gold. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You left it right there. So now let's see. He also owned about 15 private jets because, you know, you got to move that cocaine and that money around.
Mm-hmm.
Got 6 helicopters, a fleet of cars because he and his brother loved to race cars. So they just had like every fast car you could name multiple times over.
And 3 whole pairs of pants.
Exactly. And 2 pairs of socks because he's an efficient businessman.
Simple man. Yeah.
You wear one, you wash one. So Pablo Escobar, he's made this fortune smuggling cocaine into America because America loves cocaine. And now, meanwhile, he's making so much money that he is like, he's writing off $2 billion each year just to rats.
What?
To rats. The rats, because he's putting money in bags and burying it. He's putting money in like rooftops and hiding it up in the rafters. He's putting money everywhere he can that he thinks that the cops won't find
it. Yeah, because he can't just like go to the bank.
Exactly.
He can't go to the ATM and just feed cash in. Yeah.
He's got
to
launder that money before it can be used, right? So the rats, they go, oh, thanks, bro. You made us a money snack. And they would just go and eat through these bags of money. And they eat so much each year that he has to write off $2
billion. $2 billion with a B?
Yes.
I want.
And he's just like,
rat.
Cool, not a problem. Just writing it off to the rats. Keep them rats happy.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Okay.
There's still apparently, there's like all these rumors that there's Pablo Escobar's millions, or rather billions, buried all throughout Colombia. People constantly go and try to find it. And the government of Colombia has found a bunch of money in these like barrels, because the money will rot if it's allowed.
Yeah.
If you bury it, it'll most likely rot unless you do something to, you know, basically minimize the moisture. So if you can, you know, hermetically seal the money, you can have a pretty good chance that money would still be there and not have all rotted. So
they should have invested in
digging it up.
They should have invested in a food saver vacuum sealer.
That's, you know what? Pablo Escobar needed you on his team.
I would have been so helpful.
God, he probably would still be alive.
I'm kind of a logistics gal.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So let's just say you were Pablo Escobar and you had a huge sum of billions of dollars that you'd made off of the cocaine trade.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want to buy?
With billions of dollars?
Mm-hmm. Like whatever you want, pretty much. I mean, obviously, right? You can do whatever you want. Now, you don't have to do something. I know you're going to think of something noble and charitable.
I know. I was like, could you imagine how much
noble and charitable?
Could you imagine, like, you could wipe out people's, like, medical debt.
Uh-huh.
My God, yes. That'd be so awesome.
I knew where you were going to go with this.
Or, like, student loans.
Uh-huh. So let's go with something. I'll reframe the question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you buy or build exclusively for your enjoyment? Something that would be a selfish, guilty pleasure?
Hmm. You know me, that's really hard.
I know, that's why I had to reframe the question, just to even get you there.
Some custom-made Adidas? I don't know.
Well.
Oh, you know what? I think of like, you know, oh, you'd build like this amazing huge mansion and like, mm-hmm. so, but I don't know if I'd populate it with like my family so that I'd have enough use for the space. Otherwise, it feels wasteful. I don't like wastefulness.
No.
So like if I built like this gigantic mansion, there'd be all these rooms. And I guess you could just tell people to come hang out whenever. But like otherwise.
So you'd build an informal hotel.
Yeah, I kind of would. But then I don't like to be around people a lot. So what if it's just like a mansion, but with all, I don't know, not so many bedrooms, but. Mm-hmm. Like a really nice chef's kitchen.
Okay.
But then I'd be like, I have all this money. I could be like serving food to people who are hungry. And
so you'd build Martha Stewart's house, but with a soup kitchen on the side.
I sound like such a goody two-shoes jerk saying that. But I mean,
you are. Yeah,
like,
you're earnest. That's who you are. You are a goody two-shoes jerk.
I have a hard time spending money on myself. I'm such a goody two-shoes jerk, you know? And so I'm not being fake about
no,
it.
You're
I just
being
can't
100%.
Think of like, I don't like waste and I don't like selfishness. And mm-hmm. so, and you know what? I'm selfish in that doing really nice stuff like that, that kind of self-sacrifice makes me feel really good.
Yeah, no,
that's
it does,
why
yeah.
I do it. Like not 100% why I do it, but feels really good to help someone out. And like, even if you have to give it yourself, like it's a really good feeling. So it's kind of how I get high on life.
I take it back. You would not do well in the cocaine business.
I paid attention and dare. No, I would be the worst. I'd be like, you guys should not do this. You're throwing your lives away and wasting this money. Please. Yeah. I'm talking them out of buying the cocaine.
Exactly. Trying to get them back into schooling.
Yeah.
Well, Pablo Escobar was not hung up with the moral quandaries that you had. And he decided to get himself something nice, which was an exotic zoo. So he's
That's
like, you know.
That's not nice. Think of those animals. Oh, I have a big problem with like people not letting wild be wild. I have a problem with zoos.
Well, he had enough land that, as you'll hear, he let them go, as you would say, wildish, or maybe feral.
But
we'll
that's
go feral.
Not where they're from.
No,
that's the difference. Like,
no, not at all. Yeah,
I can't
more
wait
like a zoo
until
in Texas.
The animals are just in charge and they get to do what they want, and we're all gone.
Oh, is there a timeline on that? Do we know that's?
I'm coming? Working on it.
Okay,
I got my car running out in the driveway. I'm working on it.
Yeah, because I haven't been getting the newsletter, and I would really like to hear about when that's going to happen. The Pablo Escobar Zoo is I know the unfortunate for you going to be sound gross and heinous for the animals. And it was. But it was also a beautiful place to look at if you didn't have any issues about exploitation of the animals.
Yeah.
So you have this, like, you know... Well, it's kind of a thing for people who have a bunch of money. Like El Chapo, he had a zoo too, right?
And
he was in Guadalajara. He had a little, like, one of those little trains, like, you know, like your nephew likes to ride around on, right? So he had one of those little trains, and he'd ride around his zoo.
Just picture, Did he wear a conductor hat?
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So picture the head of the Sinaloa cartel riding around on his little train, like he's got like his little conductor's hat on, and he's pointing out, "Those are my aurochs." Over
well,
there, those are my...
It's interesting because they want this, like, connect... They want to control something, and they want to show excess, but then also it's very sort of infantilizing, right? Like, it's they're going back to their childhoods, and
yes.
You think, like, if you're going to abandon all sort of morality, there's probably some trauma at an early age, and I have taken this away from being funny and ridiculous.
It's okay.
Professor Buzzkill over here. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
We're talking about murderous cartel leaders. I don't care if you psychologize them to the point that they are not funny people. They weren't funny people
because
to begin
with.
Because
you know what? Hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
Who so, hurt you, Pablo?
Little Pablito, who had his, like, you know, tender heart broken at a young age that we don't know about, he went and bought a zoo to cheer himself up and try to restore his, you know.
We bought a zoo!
He and Matt Damon got together. So, just, okay, let's just relieve some of the tension here.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to picture the zoo. I'm going to walk you up to the zoo and into it, okay?
Okay.
Picture it. Pablo Escobar's secret estate. I've led you there on this jungle path. We've arrived on a small plain, and now we're walking up to it. And you see, we are, okay, just to put you in the place, we are 90 miles east of Medellin in a land where flowers grow in abundance. And you have this land, it's right basically at the equator. So there's almost no seasons. It's just always kind of spring-like. It's just the flowers are always in blossom. That's why so many flowers grow there and they get shipped around the world is because of this climate,
that
right?
That sounds incredible.
It's beautiful. The trees are filled with tropical birds. The air is warm, sweet with like the fruity smell of the blossoms of the flowers, right? It's just idyllic. You know,
did
a little
we fly
happier?
There on a seaplane and were you wearing short shorts like Magnum PI?
Baby, you know it. Are you kidding me? Okay. Come on now. I got on the Hawaiian shirt, the short shorts. So,
robust mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
I just need this for my mental picture.
All right. So yeah, keep picturing it. So we come up to the estancia, the ranch, right? It's in front of you. As we approach, you see a small airplane. It's on top of a gate, you know, and this gate is like one of those South American styles where it's just a U, right? Into the ground. So at that gate, there is a Piper Super Cub. And a Piper Super Cub is a small plane like a Cessna, and it is balanced there. And this plane is a replica of Pablo Escobar's first plane that he used to smuggle cocaine into the U.S., right? He just
wants
you to know.
Memories.
Yes, exactly. This started it all. What you're about to see, the wonders before you all started with this plane. Okay, so Pablo, he has this overarching, like, basically catchphrase he's known for. Plato o plomo, right? And that means silver or lead, right?
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the attitude that has afforded all of this decadence. So we're going to keep that in mind. But this place that Pablo has named Hacienda Napoles, the Naples estate, is designed to look like a 16th century like ranch house that is built by the conquistadors, or would have been built by the conquistadors. And his zoo is part of this ranch. So he's got this beautiful conquistador style home, all of these animals, and in the sense that this is something that is designed to be impressive. It's supposed to impress, obviously, his underlings, but anybody who comes there, any of his cocaine associates, they're supposed to tell them, I have the power of the state. Because typically, who has zoos? The state. Only the state has zoos. Well, with my man, Escobar, he's like, look, I want people to know through my exotic animals that I, too, can keep a life alive, exotic life where it shouldn't be, which is essentially what a zoo is, right?
Yeah.
Now, his collection of animals starts with that one singular desire. And we'll take a quick break, and I will tell you about what his collection looks like and how and why it included the cocaine hippos.
I cannot wait.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, now you're ready to hear about Pablo Escobar's zoo. We've gotten you to the gates. We've told you about the animals, but now we're going to see them and meet them. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Picture ostriches running loose on the Colombian plain. Picture giraffes gathered by the tropical trees. Picture elephants just off into the distance, antelopes running in herds, all kinds of exotic birds, peacocks, various other exotic birds.
All armed with semi-automatic weapons.
Yes, because they got to keep Pablo safe.
Yeah. So,
and then there are also dinosaur statues, but the dinosaur statues were built from real dinosaur bones.
So they're just dinosaurs.
Yeah, basically. And then he had, like, also a statuary garden with, like, these giant octopuses doing, like, weird octopus dance stuff. He was into art.
I want to go to a natural history museum and be like, I love your dinosaur statues. They're like, no, that's an actual dinosaur. This is a beautiful statue.
Well, I mean, statues, like, he'd skinned, like, he'd covered them in, like, a physical.
Well, he skinned the dinosaur and put its bones up.
So the bones, you couldn't see them all. Like, they're, like, in there.
So it's like, it's got like a foam.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Latex.
It's made to look like a dinosaur, but it has real dinosaur bones.
Now, did he put the feathers on it like they're supposed to have had?
I don't know if he was that accurate. I don't think
probably
he was, because I don't
not
even know that if we knew. Actually, no, because the Jurassic Park would have been coming out right. So the research probably would have been out there.
They're all coked up making dinosaurs.
Yeah, just too busy. Yeah, with arts and crafts and
with
some,
like,
cocaine.
A single, like, trickle of blood coming out of one nostril.
Are they
That's
in a Scorsese
on the
movie?
I'm talking about on the dinosaur.
On the dinosaur.
Yeah. The dinosaurs all have one long coke nail.
Just one long
And like necklaces with tiny spoons.
Yeah, little thing.
I'm showing how old I am with like the...
Oh, you're like late 70s, early
late
80s 70s. Cocaine references.
Totally. As a child, that's what I was... Yeah.
Start talking about Frank Serpico and the dirty New York police. So now, amongst these exotic animals of Pablo Escobar, there were the aforementioned cocaine hippos. Now, they had started out, there were four of them at the start. That's who he got. When he got those hippos from New Orleans, there were four of them. Right? Mm-hmm. There were three females, one male. So he adds them to his zoo, and then, boom, 1993 comes around. Pablito gets gunned down by the Colombian government, and now we've got these stranded hippos. But the hippos have been humping and eating and producing poop at an extraordinary amount. And so now they have just basically started to take over their environment, their little, you know, micro environment, and they have started to change it. They have spread from the lake where they started into the local rivers, and they are now in four different lakes, and then they start to range. The hippos, like, they get so bad that they actually spread out to, now you'll find them like 150 miles away.
What?
Yeah, and they're nocturnal. So the hippos are charging through Colombia at night. So that means they can't be wandering around.
They're walking on their hind legs, it's like a Disney sneaking cartoon. Around under cover of darkness.
So the reason why they were there is the Colombian government, when they killed Pablo, they went and they seized up all the other animals, right? They take the elephants, the giraffes. They're like, hey, Bogota Zoo, you want this? They're like,
oh, stock,
bring them on through.
Stock their own zoos.
Yeah, but like they could get any takers for the hippos. You're like, no, I'm good on hippos. No, we're good. Plus, it's a pain to move them. They're heavy. You can't tranquilize them easy. So they're like, you know.
And they're also hungry.
Exactly. So they're like, Colombian government's like, you know what? Let's just leave them here. They'll die, you know, because nature will take care of it. We don't have to do anything.
Wow.
Well, they were wrong. The hippos were like, man, y'all didn't even know how much we love Colombia. Oh, son, y'all messed up now.
They're like, we are 30% cocaine.
Exactly.
You can't stop us.
Pablo picked us for good reasons. So here's the actual scientific reasons why Pablo did them a solid is, one, Colombia's wetlands have no natural predators for a hippo.
Like, oh, okay.
Nothing's going to
kill
them except for old age. Two, the weather is ideal. And it's not because like they like, you know, the springtime weather that you responded to. It's that they don't have droughts in Colombia like they do in sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah.
So you don't have to deal with that wet season, dry season stuff. They just have constant water, which means constant food and constant humping. So they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Eating, humping, sleeping all the time. And a female can like within like, you know, I think it's 4 to 4.5 years or 7 years, they can start, I think it's 7 years actually, they can start making babies. So what that means is basically once these hippos started going,
once they reach puberty.
Yeah, hippo puberty. They start basically knocking, even though they're all one genetic population, you know, but because there were the three females and the one male, I guess there's enough variety that they've been very successful. So they've just been making incestuous hippos for decades now, and they're up to about 120.
So they're just out there knocking boots.
Yeah. Well, they love, you know, they got water, they got food, so.
You don't know offhand what the gestation period is.
The gestation period for a hippo, I do not.
It's probably long.
I would imagine it's long only because they are of the same family of whales, and whales have a really long gestation period, so I'm just guessing.
It's
I don't know.
Genus Biggins.
They are pigs pigs and whales have a common ancestor with the hippo, which is like this ruminata group, and then they go into the water and then they become fully aquatic as whales and become cetaceans, and then the hippo stays semi-aquatic and it keeps its toes essentially.
A dually,
exactly. So these cocaine hippos, they're, you know, just rocking off in Colombia doing super well, but this is bad for Colombia's other wildlife, because of how much the hippos poop. The hippos, and I know it sounds like a joke, right? But it's like hippos, their poop turns out to be a really bad anaerobic problem. It basically pulls oxygen out of the water.
Right.
So the available oxygen for the fish is not there. So that means fewer fish. And then fewer fish means fewer otters. And then also fewer manatees. So these hippos are threatening to basically kill manatees.
That's not cool.
Right? Everyone loves manatees. And like, people are like, bro, come on now. Like, what's up with these cocaine hippos?
And they're hippo crap.
And exactly. The manatees are like, you know, these super gentle sea cows. And everyone's like, oh, y'all like the new one, huh? Y'all about that new model, huh? We're just over here. But what would you, by the way, just, you know, offhandedly.
Sure.
Cocaine hippos. I keep saying the term. What would you affix cocaine to? What animal would you put cocaine in front of if you had a choice?
Cocaine. What's something that's like, I think it would be, are you talking about for comedic effect or like in real life?
No, I don't think in real life. This is like, you know, it's a nickname that's associative to Pablo Escobar. I just mean like, what would be a funny animal to refer to as a cocaine this, a cocaine that? Like, The cocaine aardvark.
I think it would just be fun. Like a cocaine hamster?
Cocaine hamster? Cocaine
just
armadillo?
Like, will not get off the hamster wheel.
I think that is just cocaine.
He's all totally cool. Like
you just described cocaine habit. Like anyone who likes coke, cocaine hamster.
Yeah, that's the new name for people. You see someone all tooted up, you're like, look at that cocaine
total
hamster.
Total cocaine hamster over there.
Mm-hmm. And then we shorten it and we just refer to them as hamsters.
Mm. How will we know which ones are which, though?
Well, because if I'm at like a rock and roll show, mm-hmm. and I come out of the bathroom and I go, there's a bunch of hamsters in there.
I would know immediately
sharing a stall, and I hear some snorts. You're not going to be like literal hamsters. You're like, oh my God, what?
Why is there a hobbit trail in there? Is it broken? Did they escape?
This club has a hobbit trail that runs all through the bathroom system.
It's amazing.
So I think that, Zarin, context clues.
Context clues. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. So how about this? A more serious question. Mm-hmm. What would you do with a fast-growing population of cocaine hippos and you had to get rid of them?
Organize them in a revolt.
Have them lead themselves out of their exploitation.
Completely. Break the chains. Take over the cities. Yeah, if I had to get rid of them, I don't know. That's not my business.
Well, the government of Colombia has been taking that approach for a while. And they've tried recently a more hands-on approach. So basically, for the longest time, they just blamed Pablo Escobar. They're like, oh, it's Pablo's hippos. Anything that they do, that's Pablo's. But then that didn't work after
because,
a while.
P.S. he's dead.
Yeah, exactly. After when they got like 10, 15 years later, the people are like, bro, those are not Pablo's hippos anymore. I mean, they are, but y'all have been letting them wild out. So.
Those are the descendants of Pablo's hippos.
Exactly. Pablo never even met any of these hippos. So the Colombians are like, okay, well, we can go through some options. And so they basically have tried most of the options you would think of. So let's start with a couple of them, right? Like you got this invasive species and you're like, well, how do we get rid of them? Well, we brought them here. We could just send them back. So the first idea is the old idea, send them back to Africa. And that one met with about the same response as the first time they tried it.
Well, because the thing is,
everyone's like, that'll be too expensive. How are we going to do that? We want to do it, but how are we going to do it? It's like a whole nightmare.
On the hippo star line.
Yeah, exactly. The black hippo star line.
The thing is, it's like those dudes, those hippos aren't from Africa.
Yeah, exactly. Not anymore.
Yeah. So it's like.
Y'all got some South American hippos. I don't know what to tell
they
y'all.
They speak Spanish now.
Exactly. Well, then the other issue is that the Colombian government has had to start to solve this problem because now the cartel is smuggling these baby hippos. They go and abduct the baby hippos and smuggle them out of Colombia. So the cycle has come full circle. Cartel is now, they're selling them overseas to whoever wants a baby hippo. They're like, we got some baby hippos. What y'all need?
Billionaires who have too much money. Yeah. And they're like, what can I put in my palatial estate?
They're like, how about a baby hippo?
Hippos.
And like, so people are like, yeah, I know somebody. I can hook you up with that. You want a kilo and two baby hippos.
Like
cool, cool.
Their kid gets a hippo for its fourth birthday and the kid's exactly. riding a hippo on the grass until it loses interest. And they're like, did you feed the hippo today?
Yeah, where's your hippo, Becky?
If you get me a hippo, I promise I'll take care of it.
And then they
and then
don't.
The hippo, because hippos are violent.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, they kill.
Snaps that kid in half.
Yeah.
They'll learn
they
you.
They kill more than any other wildlife in Africa. That includes the king cobra, the lion, the elephants, rhinos, all those, hyena. None of them get close to how many of the hippos. Hippos just will snap your neck.
So proud of them.
So there have been some other approaches the Colombian government has come up with. One of them was the old-fashioned, well, we could eat them. Because, well, this is a real thing. This came up. And this hippo died of semi-natural causes.
Wait, semi-natural causes?
Well, semi-natural causes.
Was he, like, bullied to suicide?
Exactly,
like,
no. He ran into an electrified fence and died.
Oh, God!
So it was, like, half cooked.
That is not semi-natural causes.
Well, it is semi-natural because no one actively killed the hippo. The hippo wandered into a kill environment. I don't know what to tell you.
But it's not natural because it's not like
there's
there
no natural,
are
electrified,
natural electrified fences. Yes, like eels get together and like hang from trees just to like screw with people.
Like, let somebody come through. Yeah. Come through. Come on, son.
It's like a hazing thing in the jungle of these... Okay, well, we'll call it a negligent death.
Okay, a negligent homicide death of this hippo occurred.
Hippo slaughter.
And the locals were like, "Well, it's already kind of cooked. What do you think it tastes like?" So they divided it up, and then they portioned it up amongst each other, and they went to town. They were like, "That's some good hippo meat." I mean, if another one comes through here and it gets killed on Bob's fence,
it's like when you're driving down the street and your windows are down and you smell someone barbecuing. Yeah. You're like, "Ooh,
hey, that smells good.
That smells really good. Should I go and pretend I'm a relative?"
That was the neighbors with hippo. They were like,
"They're like, what? Ooh, that kind of
it's got some real pop.
That hits a little different.
Yeah, it kind of comes up to the nose and says hello."
Hola.
So the Colombian government's like, "Hey, is this something we can do? We heard some locals that were eating some electrified hippo meat. Is that something we could push off on the people?" And the biologist is like, "Well, yeah, I mean, there's a high fat content. It could probably marble well. Maybe if you paired it with local spices, it could be a really good meal."
Well,
I'm not sure. Do you remember when Louisiana tried to do this with Nutria, with that giant beaver rat? And they're like, "Okay, people, we tried to get you to shoot them, and you wouldn't do that. What if you just eat them? Let's come up with some recipes, people." And they put out a state cookbook for Nutria.
Nibble on them tiny little reels.
Yeah, exactly. Get some of that rib meat. Work real hard
it. It's sort of like a Cornish game hen, a Louisiana game hen.
Louisiana game hen. Well, you're good at cooking. How would you prepare a hippo?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I feel like it's, in my mind, because you said there's a high fat content.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm assuming.
But yeah, I don't believe it's marbled. Said. You probably have to get through a fat layer.
Yeah, I imagine it's more like whales where you have blubber where it's a condensed fat.
Well, I mean, then I'll use the techniques I use when cooking whale.
Yeah, okay. Then never mind.
I mean, I bet you could get a hippo steak somehow, get some sort of, because they're strong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very,
they're
very
violent.
Strong. Yeah.
So you tap into that muscle.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it would be gamey though?
Oh, probably. And I don't know if it's something that you kind of got to stew to soften up.
Oh, yeah, got to tenderize it probably.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these things. I'm just making this stuff up.
Hippo tacos?
Hippo tacos.
You know I can make anything into a taco.
That is true. I've said that about you.
That's one of my talents.
The people are like, "What is Elizabeth like?" Well, she can make anything into a taco.
And she loves the television show 911.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I said.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. That's full stop. That's my autobiography right there.
So Colombia is like, we tried all these different approaches. Well, we could always do the old standby, just shoot them. We could just go out and hunt them and shoot them. And the people are like, bro, you're going to let God sort them out? That is not the approach. They're like, well, hear us out. So when they had this rampaging hippo going around in the rural backcountry, the locals were like, help us. We got this hippo just rampaging in the backcountry. And the Colombian government's like, okay, we got you, son. We'll send out the kill team. So they send out the army. And the army goes out there, AK-47s, the whole bit. And they hunt down this hippo. They kill it. And then they make the mistake of taking a picture with it.
Selfie.
Yep. The whole group. There's you can find this picture of Pepe the hippo, dead, surrounded by Colombian army folks all smiling. And when that photo hit the internet, what do you think happened?
Angry.
Yes. So a bunch of people got pissed, and it was so bad that the Colombians protested. It was an international incident online. The Colombian people, they went down and protested in front of the environmental ministry in Bogota. They're like, "Y'all can't do this to Pepe and any of the other hippos. This is not going to be cool." People are like, "Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess we can't send them back to Africa. We can't eat them. We can't shoot them. What are we going to do?"
Marry them.
No. Good guess, though. They came up with the last one.
Okay.
Castrate them.
Ouch.
Exactly. You don't even have testes.
No.
So I will explain to you after this short break how the answer of castration also is failing.
Okay.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So if I had to ask you, Elizabeth, why do you think it would be difficult to castrate a hippo?
Well, it's like, do they have 4-H?
I don't know what the 4-H agricultural
stand for.
It's like
Home, hearth, harvest, hippo.
Yeah, I think that's it.
They have 4-H and like they teach the kids to wrestle down the hippos and
lop
their nuts off.
No, I don't think they have that.
I would imagine that it's, well, again, I'm going to go back to the angry hippo.
Yes, good call. They're like a very big animal and they're very angry. So that is a good read.
And they don't have like rodeo pens in the rivers where
they live in lakes.
Mm.
So you got to get them out of the lake.
I don't know. You know what? Why don't you tell me?
Well, these are all, you pretty much nailed the basics ones. Big animal, mean animal, or can be mean when confronted, or it's a territorial animal. When you get into their territory, they act that way. And then lives in muddy water. So how are you going to get, are you going to get in there with the water and put a, like a strap underneath them and helicopter them out? You're going to get in there with a tractor and drag them out? You have to get to the animal, right? So they're like, well, that's difficult. But then there's something even more difficult.
Great. Okay.
Hippos are sexually dimorphic.
They're the what now?
Yeah. Sexually dimorphic means you can't tell a male hippo from a female hippo. The hippo is essentially a genderless animal.
Like a Ken doll?
No, not like that. It's not smooth front. But it turns out it is. It's like they have, like, you know, the actual sexes. There are male and female hippos,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
But looking at them, there's no descended genitalia. There is no coloration difference. There's no size difference. They look identical. And their genitals, you cannot parse from looking at them as if it's male or female, because
so it looks like a smooth Ken doll when you look down there,
yeah,
for
but a
everybody.
I'll give that to you. A hippo looks like a smooth Ken doll. I'll give you that points.
That's kind of cute that there's no difference.
Yeah, no, right? They're
but
the only genderless.
How does this...
Not the only, but they are a genderless
animal.
Yeah,
but like, animal. Okay, not to be indelicate, but like, how do they do their reproductive business?
Their muddy business.
They want to get a little ruddy and muddy. How do they go digging?
So what happens is, apparently, the gonads, the testes of a male hippo are up in the body, like up like ovaries. They are like way up high in the body. So if you're going to try to find those, you can't reach them. But the penis is going to be able to get out and, you know, do all the business you want for like a sexual interaction between you and Miss Hippo.
So they're like innies? Everybody's an innie?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dog where the penis comes out. But like a lot of animals, they have a penis bone, so that kind of like helps it pop out.
Yeah.
Like human beings, we don't have a penis bone. We have like a ligament and some blood pressure to make our penis work. But theirs, when they get excited, you know, pops
it's
out.
Like, it's like one of those birthday party horns where you blow it and
it unravels. It's just like, hippo penis! So, and I don't know if they're like horses where they're like huge and hung, or if they're like, you know, smaller animals, but they have, like, if you look at like a boar, a pig, their close relative, you'll see the balls from behind, right? Not the case for the hippos. So if you're trying to castrate them and you can't find the gonads,
you have to tranquilize them and then do surgery.
And like, then if you now, let's say you have this tranquilized hippo, which is, by the way, a very difficult animal to tranquilize because it's so thick and so heavy and they don't know how much to give it.
Thick, T-H-I-C-C.
Oh, double C thick, baby. That hippo thick. But so these thick hippos that you can't tranquilize, they will get angry if they wake up in the middle of the surgery and you've got like your hand all up on their gonads that are up in their body cavity.
Well, so, aren't there other ways to sterilize them?
Good question. There actually are.
Oh.
Chemical castration.
Okay.
So chemical castration means you put the sterilizing agent into their food.
Yeah.
And if you do that, then you just have to put the food out. They eat the food gets them sterilized.
Sure.
Or you can do the other way, which is basically you put the food in a pen. They come up to the pen. You don't close the door. They eat the food. They leave. You put the food in the pen. They come up to the pen. They don't close the door. Then eventually you close the door and then you tranquilize them in the pen. That's the other approach.
Oh, okay.
So you got two approaches. You can either, you know, feed them something or you can go up and tranquilize them after tricking them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now the big deal with that is it costs about $50,000 to try to do most of these efforts I've described. So the cheapest approach is to turn to the Americans who have offered up free sterilizing agents that the Department of Agriculture invented. They're like, hey, bro, we got this for you. So we're like, this will be cheap and easy. You just give the hippos this. But people, you know, around the world, animal rights activists, hippo lovers united, they're like, can't do that to the hippos. And remember, the people of Colombia, they see it as like a national emblem, so they don't want these hippos mistreated. So, and also the hippos themselves, you know, they are a charming animal. They're, even though they are really aggressive, people don't think of them that way. They think of them in the Disney terms of being like in the tutus and dancing. A hippo is this, it's not seen as an aggressor. So people aren't siding with the manatees in this issue. You would think that the animal rights activists would be able to make the case, but nope. They're like, save the hippos. So people are like, how are we going to save these hippos? And people, animal rights activists are like, I've got it. We'll turn hippos into people.
Oh.
Well, not exactly, not scientifically into people, just legally into people. Because if you want to castrate them chemically, and you're going to use this weird U.S. government sterilizing agent, sterilizing agent. No, you don't just put them on like the Megan's list or Emily's list. So instead, what happens is they take these hippos and they give them personhood, right? And the reason why to do that is
just like corporations.
Exactly. So now hippos and corporations all have more legal rights than I do. I love this. So the hippos, this drug that they're trying to give them, right, is called gonacone, like gonads, but like not gonads, like gonacone, right? So like
G-O-N-A-C-O-N?
Yes, gonacone.
Gonacone. Like Comic-Con?
Like Comic-Con for gonads.
Yeah.
So this stuff
will not attend that.
It's been designated to be not good for hippos because it's for like, you know, I don't know, like elk and horses and native North American wildlife. So people are like, this is not designed for hippos. So the animal rights activists are, you can't do that. And Colombia's like, well, we got these free drugs, so we're thinking about doing it. So they give the hippos, they go to court, they file a lawsuit. So these like animal rights activists, they file lawsuits and they've been doing this for a while. Like there's one guy, Luis Domingo Gomez Maldonado. He's been like really key in leading the fight. So by giving these animals personhood, then they have to be respected and they have to be treated humanely. That's the whole point, right? So that's kind of neat. But this idea is based on this idea of giving them personhood is based on a larger environmental approach that has been very successful. Australia has given personhood to rivers. The Colombians have given personhood to parts of the Amazon basin, like the Amazon rainforest. So this is actually an expanding model. So these cocaine hippos may signal the forefront of a new legal fight that we can possibly save things we love on this planet and maybe even save things like rivers and trees by treating them humanely like people. So ultimately, this could be a very helpful step along the way for us all living better. So we maybe owe a debt of gratitude to these cocaine hippos for making us treat each other and animals more humanely.
And they too can go into bankruptcy over an ambulance ride.
Exactly. So now that Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos are legally considered people under American law, and which was the court case that was in the news recently, we have the standpoint to work with. But what I want to know is, if you could give and grant personhood to any animal, which animal would you pick?
Bears and wolves.
Bears and wolves. To save them, or just because you'd want them to be able to like chill in places with you?
I want them to be able to like go to school and better themselves. Now I want to hang out with them. No, protect them.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah. I think the idea of personhood is actually a really cool idea. I was talking to an indigenous activist from Australia about this, and that's where I first learned that they'd turned a river into a person.
That's really
like,
cool.
What? That sounded silly at first, but really it's kind of genius under our construction of law.
Yeah, it is, but it's also, it's difficult to get your head around in terms of like the definition of personhood and the idea of will and
it's ridiculous.
Action. I see what you see how I did there. That?
Brought it around.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But there was also one other thing I got to tell you that I learned while I was researching about these hippos.
Yeah.
There was something called the American Hippo Bill. Right? And it's just as fun as it sounds. In 1910, there's this representative down from Louisiana. He's like, you know what we need to do to save America is bring us over some hippos. So everyone's like, what? What is this dude talking about? Why is he even in Congress?
Well, and how prescient that the Louisiana is going to be supplying
right? And later on,
the coke hippos.
Way to bring it around.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So this bill that is put forward, the American Hippo Bill, it hits the floor of Congress, and the bill is, quote, will authorize the importation and release of hippopotamuses into the bayous of Louisiana. Huh. Now, why would they want to release hippos into the bayous of Louisiana? It wasn't to fight gators, if that's what you were thinking.
Yeah.
It was to eat this like unwanted plant that was clogging up the waterway. So they're like, if we can get it to eat that plant, and then, you know what we can do next? We can eat the hippos.
So they're like, fight invasive species with invasive species.
Yeah, and then we'll eat the invasive species.
And then we'll
problem solved.
Oh, God.
And the reason why they came up with this idea is because they needed meat. So that's how they tried to get it, right? So they put this, there's a huge push. And I'm talking about Washington Post is writing about this. New York Times is writing about this. Teddy Roosevelt is a huge fan. He's out there. He's just left the presidency. So he's like still a major figure in 1910. And he's sitting there going around, you know, America needs what he calls, by the way, Lake Cow Bacon. That was
Lake Cow Bacon.
Yeah, that was part of the like sales campaign to make it like a hip thing. We need to eat hippos.
He's playing
Lake
up
cow
on the
bacon.
Fatty content.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be delicious
fried
meat.
Up
just
in a
smoke
pram.
That stuff on an electric fence. I'm telling you, boy, howdy.
Get you some eels.
And keep in mind, this American Hippo Bill, it almost passed. In the end, we were just a few votes shy of America's adding Lake Cow Bacon to all of our diets.
Oh my God, it would have been like in school lunches.
Yeah, exactly. Like instead of like pepperoni pizza on Friday, it's hippo pizza.
And then you'd have PETA dressing up like hippos and
oh yeah,
laying around in front of a Whole Foods screaming at people.
So what do you think is our ridiculous takeaway for the cocaine hippo story?
Ooh-wee. I think our ridiculous takeaway is that if you feel the impulse to show out and show off, think about what the ramifications of those actions may be. So if it involves another living thing that you're treating as just an object, it's probably not a good idea. So if you want to like flex on everyone and be like, I got hippos, I got dinosaur bones. Come on now. Like, you know, think about the long-term effects. You got to plan. You got to think forward.
Mm-hmm. I
otherwise,
like that.
You know what you are? Ridiculous.
Way to go. I think my ridiculous takeaway is, look, if you take something out of Africa and then it does somewhere else, does really well somewhere else, don't get mad at us. Well, thank
truth.
You.
That's
right? I'm just staying a plane.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Elizabeth Dutton.
I'm Zarin Burnett.
I just love that. I don't know why it's so dumb. You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. If you got a tip for us about a ridiculous crime you'd like to hear about, hit us up. If you want to confess to one, definitely hit us up. Email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com.
Sounds good. See you around.
And we'll be back next time with more ridiculous crimes.
Ba-da.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, produced and edited by the Chief Game Warden, Dave Kustin, researched by our resident big game fact hunter, Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Don Carlos Thomas Lee and Travis El Papo Dutton. Executive producers are Ben, who wants some Lake Cow Bacon, Bolden, and Noel, Sammy some hippo steaks, Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.